sense of political will to deal with these issues much more aggressively.
Indeed. I'm going to leapfrog the tourism thing, increasing in volume and turnover, but not in profit, to China. Their recovery from COVID showing signs of broadening, making it the quickest economy to recover. It's kind of predictable, isn't it?
Yes, and I think the Chinese have done well. They were the first victims of the pandemic. That's where it really started, at least based on the data that we know. And what is also interesting, they responded quickly, and they are also the first ones to really recover. Now, part of the recovery, or let me first state the stats here, that we are looking at about 4.2% growth of the economy annualized, that's year on year. And between July and September, we're looking at about 4.9% growth if we look at the growth of the economy between July last year and July this year. So there has been quite a good growth. I mean, in South Africa, we can only envy 4.9% growth, but so is every other major economy in the world. Everybody is largely on the red, from the Germans to the Americans, the British, the economy is really in tatters. But the Chinese are doing it 4.9% annualized growth. That is really impressive. It is still slightly lower than the target that they had, which was about 5.2% target. But nevertheless, 4.9% is really, for the most part, a booming economy. The driving or the key drivers of Chinese recovery is their online industry. The e-commerce is a booming sector in China, and therefore, even during the lockdowns and so on, they have been able still to do their commerce transactions and so on. And I think that has helped significantly. And the second key factor, just quickly, is that the government has invested or put in major economic stimulus within the government-owned industries, and that has contributed largely to making sure that the economy doesn't tank. So those two factors have really paid off at the moment, and I think we are likely to see even much faster growth in the Chinese economy, much earlier than almost any other economy in the world.
Dr. Jason Masioka, Senior Researcher, University of Pretoria, for Weekly World Economic Report. He will be back next week. Same stage, different actors. Dr. Jason Masioka, as always, great pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me, and stay safe.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.